Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number. Dell, we can't see the name on that. We got a caller. And listen, you call in, you're getting right on.
If you wanted to call the show, you want to talk about your Astros winning again, day off today, heading to the Rangers.
I'm going to be there next week. I'm going to go to that Monday night game. They play a weird schedule, Friday through Monday series, which doesn't happen too often in Major League Baseball, but that's what they're doing. And you got nice pitching matchups that are going to be coming your way with the day off today. Justin Verlander going to make a start for Sugarland on Sunday. So I think that's a – is that a home game? I hope. I think it might be. If it is, you need to get out and see Justin Verlander in his outing. What else do we have? We had the hockey fight that we talked about a little bit earlier, which was tremendous. They dropped the puck to start the game, and everybody dropped their gloves. It was awesome. Anthony Rendon is a story.
Anthony Rendon, I was looking at this contract.
Rice guy.
Holy crap, is this bad.
It's bad.
Anthony Rendon in 2018 finished 11th in MVP. Okay, so in 2017, he finished 6th in MVP. In 2018, he finished 11th. He had an OPS of 909. Okay, for 3 years, he had a 937 OPS, a 909 OPS, and a 1010 OPS where he finished 6th MVP, 11th, and 3rd. This is with Washington. We remember that guy in 2019. Then, in 2020, he signed a new contract with the L.A. Angels, and that contract has been paying him the amount of, it started off with $26 million, then it goes to 28, then 36, then 38, and this year we're at 38 again. Now, the reason I mention that is I'm about to read you some stats. Now, who did the Angels sign to a long-term deal that they had a terrible deal with? Do you remember? It did not work out.
Yeah.
Pujols. Yeah.
Albert
Pujols was not a good deal for them. So they signed Anthony Rizzo. The first year is COVID year. He actually plays well COVID year. But, you know, it is what it is. The next year, 2021, well, Johnny played 58 games total. He hit .240 and his OPS was .712. But 2022, this is another year. We'll be fine. 47 games he played. Hit .229 with a .706 OPS. Okay, 2023 is the year of Rizzo. We're paying him $38 million. Okay, great.
Rendon.
I mean, yeah, Anthony Rendon. God, I keep screwing up and saying Rizzo. 43 games, even fewer games. He hit .236 and his OPS is .678. 3 years with the Angels in full seasons, he's played 58, 47, and 43 games. He's had a .712 OPS, a .706, and a .678. How's he following it up with this year? Surely this year will be the year he earns his money. Well, he's 0-for-19. He has no hits. He has one walk. And this is the offseason where he was interviewed and said, yeah, baseball is just baseball. It's not like my life. I got other things that are way more important to me. And if this is all ended today, I'd be fine. You know what's great when you've taken that much money, you've performed at a rate of zero, you don't play, you can't even get to 60 games in a single season, and then you tell everybody you don't care about baseball and you start 0-for-19? Is this bad?
It's really, really, really bad. This is
You can't call him a liar. He told you he didn't care.
He did tell us he doesn't care. He doesn't care enough to not even get a hit. This is one of the worst signings. I mean, it's worse than the Pujols signing. At least Pujols had some years. I mean, it turned out to be really bad.
Only because, 5 out of 10 of his years, the full time years, we're not counting COVID.
But that's
only,
better than no years.
Only 5 out of 10. No, has Rendon even got to 100 games? Only five of those 10 years has even gotten to 100 games during his career. I'm not counting the COVID year, which, you know, you don't know on that one. They didn't play enough.
Shouldn't we blame Rice for this?
No. Rice is – no, they're the ones who got him the contract with Washington. I mean, the great play. They prepared him for Washington, and then Washington, he conned – Angels.
No, they made him too smart.
Rice doesn't care about sports. Is this?
This is what I'm saying. They made him too smart, made him too bit of a free thinker, and now he goes, sports, whatever.
Sports. Yeah. I don't even care about it.
We blame Rice.
What about Rizzo? What about Berkman?
Did Rizzo play at Rice?
Didn't Rizzo play at Rice?
No.
No, it's Rendon. I'm thinking of Rendon. Where did Rizzo play?
I don't know.
Probably Seton Hall.
No one knows.
Seton Hall's my guess. What about Berkman?
Berkman cared enough to win a ring.
He cared enough, and he didn't care about school.
No. Well, he was different than Rendon.
He wasn't a typical Rice guy.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't at all a Rice.
No, he's got no Rice
in him. He's more of a Texas State guy.
Yes. Yes. Only smarter.
Hey, what are we doing?
No.
And what about Jose Cruz Jr.?
Our boy didn't bring anything from Rice with
him. Cruz Jr. loved playing baseball.
Yeah.
All the pitchers threw their arms out, so I can't go to them.
No, none of them.
Yeah.
None of them.
What was the coach's name? Wayne Graham?
Wayne Graham.
You're going to pitch 305 innings this year.
Coach, we only play like 60 games.
Strap up.
Get back out there. But I'm at 180 pitches. Get back out there.
You got 190 in you?
Let's get
him and Augie.
Derek in here.
Yeah, Augie's like that too.
Hey, Derek.
Good morning, gents. How are y'all?
Good.
Hey, Lance, I wanted to ask you a question. Why didn't that tactic of do you want to win work with Saquon Barkley? He could have came and played with the hot boys of the Texans, but he chose more money. Why didn't that work on him? I'll hang up and listen.
Because he don't want to win.
He don't want to win.
He just joined the Eagles.
And also, he didn't know we were the hot boys because the Rockets weren't playing that well at the time. You hadn't had Jalen Green break out. You didn't have Danielle Hunter. You didn't have, at that time, Joe Mixon. You didn't have...
He wouldn't have come with Joe Mixon,
but you didn't have Stephon Diggs. He didn't know we were the hot boys, but we are the hot boys. He should have paid more attention to baseball, and he should have paid attention to Shingun. He should have looked at the splits and realized that Jalen Green is that guy. He's him in the second half of seasons. Okay? So you know why I didn't work on him? Because he's a loser.
Oh.
Because Saquon Barkley's a loser. If he was a winner, he'd come play with the hot boys.
He's him, but you don't want to pay him. You don't want to pay him like he's him.
Who?
Jalen Green.
No, it's outrageous money.
No, we're not paying
him. I thought he was him, though.
He's him in the second half. So, he's not $52 million a year him.
Well, that's what
I mean, he maybe is for another team, not my team. My team ain't paying a $52 million.
Are you paying?
It's 45 and 52, you said.
For a max deal for both of them.
$97 million for those two, and then you got Dylan Brooks that's just going to be riding with 20. Cruising.
He is. Well, you got 43 out of Fred, too. So.
Yeah, but Freddie will go bye-bye after next year. Yeah, they can't afford to exercise the third-year option on him.
Pretty good point here. We'll talk about the kickoff rule and how that affects the Houston Texans. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about Houston Powder Coaters. I'm talking about Robin and how excellent she is at what she does. There's a good chance that if you call Houston Powder Coaters, 281-676-3888, that you will talk to Robin, that she will see. You can send her pictures of your patio furniture, and she'll tell you whether or not she can fix it or you need to replace it. I mean, they can fix the hardware, the straps, the slings. They can do it all. They can make it look like your favorite team. Is your pro football team your favorite team? Your pro baseball team your favorite team? Your pro basketball team? Is your favorite college, whatever it is, whatever color that is, red, maroon, burnt orange, green, whatever your favorite, purple, Big Daddy, you want purple furniture? Yeah, you want it because you got Houston Powder Coaters, and they can make your patio furniture. When you go tailgating, you got that. It's perfect. They can make your furniture for your favorite team. They do it all the time. And businesses, they'll come to you. Okay, they will grab the stuff. If you've got a fence that needs fixing, they will put up temporary fencing and take that back, fix it for you, and bring it on back. Make it look all new again. Make it look great. They've been doing it for over 20 years, 5 years, five-star customer service. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, boy. Do your thing, boy. Do your thing, boy. I need a high spicy chick I can shop with. Gator bra, 10 G's, told her spend it quick. Now see my high girl ride, let's the coupe.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You hear these hot boys? Listen to this, John.
This would be, this would probably be Joe Mixon, this verse. If he's one of the hot boys.
Yeah.
I see the thug girls, boy, they ain't with that. I need a hot girl to represent this hot boy.
100%.
So, the new kickoff rule. Are the Texans uniquely positioned? I mean, Frank Ross did an unbelievable job last year.
Who do we have?
Who returned two kickoffs for touchdowns
Steven
last year?
Steven Sims?
No.
Wait.
Remember? You don't remember who returned the other one?
Hold on. What was it? Tank.
It was
our tight end.
The most unlikely of.
Yeah, a fullback. Beck.
Oh! Wait, that was a kickoff?
Against the Jags, yeah.
How did. That's right. How did he do that again? I was in.
He kind of bobbled it. And
I was out of town when that happened. Yeah.
He kind of bobbled it, and then he went around. And, yeah, he scored. We had who? What teams had two kickoff returns for touchdowns last year?
Probably not a lot. Now, Sims did it in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, right.
So, do we count that?
Yeah.
That was a
big one.
Yeah.
Texans had the lead. They were kicking their ass. I think Frank Ross is really, really good.
Yeah, he is.
Frank Ross is
that
really
was a punt return, by the way, not a kick.
What was a punt return?
The Stevens playoff one by Steven Sims.
Oh, that's right.
You sure there's two kickoff returns?
No, just one. Might have been the only one all season.
No, Damian Pierce had a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Damian Pierce had one, too.
Oh, that's right. Then he fumbled in the postseason. That's right.
No, right. No, Damian Pierce
in
had one,
in that game
too.
Against the Ravens, he fumbled.
We had two. I bet there's how many teams had zero kickoff returns
most,
for touchdowns?
Most. Sure, plenty, yeah.
Yeah.
Most.
How many kickoff returns for touchdowns in the NFL last year? And so now that you're going to have to return the ball, the Texans are loaded up with special teams guys. Remember how many guys? The Texans are special teams machines.
So Mike Ford, who they added, his special teams percentages over the last 3 years, percentage of snaps, 74%, 83%, 77%. That means the only teams he probably doesn't play on are maybe field goal block teams, maybe. So he's a pure special teams guy. He did get into, in terms of defensively, he's one of the additions you had. Defensively, in terms of coverage stuff, he had, let's see, last year, not a lot. Not a lot of playing time as a cover man. So he'll do some of it. He's only been targeted in his career. He was targeted 22 times last year for 14 completions and 5 touchdowns. So I don't really want him covering. If he gave up 5 touchdowns and 14 completions on 22, targeted 22 times, gave up 5 touchdowns, that's not great.
See, that's like what Nick Caserio is doing, what he did. He's throwing a bunch of stuff against the wall, seeing what sticks.
He's a teams guy.
That's what he did with linebackers for a couple of years.
But if you're going to keep that guy on your team, you have to hide him defensively. You can't play him. He's basically a teams only guy. So you have to have. That's one of the reasons he's going after these other corners.
But he's loaded up so many guys. How are you going to have all these guys? The C.J. Hendersons and the Lonnie Johnsons and the Eric Murrays and all of these guys and the Mike Fords and all of these guys that they're not all making the team. Not all of these. Jeff Okuda. I mean, it's guy after guy after guy. How are you going to keep all these guys on the team? And still, can you afford a Mike Ford if you can only play special teams?
Welcome to Houston. We are not able to keep guys on our teams.
Well, that's what we do. We're already talking about who, and then
we discard them, and people are grabbing them right away.
Mm-hmm. We talk about
especially
who you,
defensive back.
Well, maybe not that, but the Astros, we can't keep guys.
No, we can't keep guys.
It's too hard. Rockets, we're gonna have to trade one of our players, one or two of our players.
Yeah,
too many hot boys on the roster. And then you look at the Texans, like, already, we just have too many players. That's what I'm saying.
I really think, though, that that with Frank Ross and with the Texans' ability to actually return kicks, that it's going to be a positive for the Texans as opposed to other teams.
Yes. Yeah. When you load up your special teams, and Casario's a big fan. He's a big believer in that because that's what Belichick is. Go get guys. Go win the third phase. In terms of punt coverage, punt returns, kick coverage, kick returns, field goals, go win the third phase. And Nick Caserio is now, you do have a new punter. So we'll see how Tommy Townsend does. I mean, he was a good punter, and he's a long haired guy. So,
well,
you know.
And there's a picture of him and Taylor Swift about to hug after the game.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, if he's hugging Taylor Swift,
I don't think
we
he gets
want
into,
that. We want that.
If I'm looking at pictures of him, he didn't get into the hot boys. We're not letting
Tommy
him in.
Townsend can't be a hot boy.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, you know what? I take it back with the long hair. Maybe. Oh maybe some. Yeah. I mean, the hair. Look, he's got the backlighting of the hair. That almost looks like a glamour shot.
That's so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Oh, you going to hold that against that man?
Yeah. You know
he's
what?
Got glamour okay, shots out there.
We'll
let's
put
see
him in
his
there.
Nails. Are they painted?
The punters. I don't know. But the punters. The well, all right. We'll make the punter a hot boy. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, and by the way, he plays every game. 117 games last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So healthy.
Guys, jacked.
Durable.
We got a jacked punter.
Yeah. And by, as opposed to, remember our punter that was running on the field and blew out both
yeah,
his knees?
Yeah, that was years
ago. That
was
a long time. That was not Hot Boys Texans, though.
No. This is Hot Boys. Those were Arian Foster thought that dinosaur, you know, did dinosaur sounds and stuff, wrote poetry. This is Hot Boy Texas.
Last year, 41.8 average. The year before, 45.6 average. 43.8, 40.4. I mean, and he's got hair.
You know the problem with this song, I Need a Hot Girl? It's a clean radio version, but there's still so many references to what a girl should do to you. So I'm going in and out to find the cleanest part.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Well, if it's clean, you can pretty much get away with saying any. I've heard rap music on standard radio, and it's like, holy crap.
Yeah, true.
So I was listening to Joe and Paul yesterday on my way up to the Woodlands.
Did Joe go to a black church?
I got off 45, and I got on Woodlands Parkway.
Joe went to a black church, didn't
he? And for whatever reason, we just, I mean, and then it picked back up. But we were all dominated by a song, another radio station. This song was dropping F-bombs, C-bombs, B-bombs.
Was it pirate radio?
I have no idea. I have no, but I was like, how in the world is this playing?
Did you have your Bluetooth?
And it was on ours, and then all of a sudden we came back.
Hold on, did you have a Bluetooth on?
I did not have a Bluetooth on.
Okay.
This was.
I was wondering if somebody Bluetoothed to your car.
It just dominated our signal, and I was like, wait, I hope we're not getting blamed for this, because it was so blue, this song. I've never heard anything. I mean, it was crazy, and it was playing over the air. There was some radio station or somebody was overriding it, but it would only happen for like 2 minutes. I was and I kept listening. I was like,
print up lyrics for John to read.
For what? For Hot Boys?
No. Just something for future. It doesn't matter. Anything
Well, we can do it tomorrow.
Watch how sexual stuff is now.
There's rap beef.
Everyone
going
wants
on.
To beat everything up.
Well,
just saying. A lot of beating things up in the songs. Things are getting beat up.
Jackie thinks that punter was probably available because he tried to hug Taylor.
They had to get him out of
there. Taylor was like very excited to see him because he got that hair.
You think that's why?
Yeah.
No.
He got that hair. I'm telling you, he's a hot boy. He's going to be.
He is.
He
is. He's bona fide.
Which
he's
one is he? Is he juvenile?
Now,
he's bona fide.
Wait a minute. The Texans are going to win big.
How many were there? Four?
He could be in that Troy Polamalu commercial at any time now.
They're going to put a punter in the commercial?
In Head and Shoulders, yeah.
I think there's only room for
Tommy
one
Townsend,
punter.
Tommy Townsend, is he Australian?
McAfee.
That sounds like an Australian name, Tommy Townsend.
I've never heard him speak.
Well,
I don't
he
know.
Sounds like a
I've
badass.
Never heard him speak, but he sounds Australian when I look at his face.
No, he's from Orlando.
He sounds okay. Australian when you look at his face.
When I look at his face, he looks like an Australian.
He sounds like,
are
though.
You sure he's from Orlando?
I looked it up.
Well, he's from Florida. He's dangerous. That's fine.
He's from Orlando, went to the University of Florida after going to the University of Tennessee.
Oh, that's right. I wrote him up.
Did you call him a hot boy in your write-up?
Let me see. God, I hope I did. I would be legend if I did.
It would be legendary.
A future hot boy, Tommy Townsend.
I'm pretty sure the NFL, your editors at the NFL would not be. They'd be
no.
like,
I put Chopped and Screwed in one time, and they took that out.
Is your comp a young Lil Wayne? Is that what your comp was for Tommy Townsend?
Yeah, look, my comp should be a WNBA player with that picture, because he's got kind of a. That's kind of a different face.
Yeah, in college.
He looks different. He looks better now.
He looked like a WNBA
player. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's
what
I say.
He could play for Iowa. Right. He could.
What Here's
you,
what I
in
said.
That picture,
Townsend
like
comes from a punting
Iowa
family.
Not the,
what?
Not the guys.
Townsend comes from
what?
A punting family with his brother Johnny holding most school records. Unlike his brother Tommy, slightly built, it doesn't quite have the leg that Big Brother has. This past season was a down year for him, but he still averaged 44 yards a punt. He's a decent directional punter with the athletic ability to pull off a fake punt here or there, but he will need to punt with even more consistency to have a chance of making a team.
Oh, really? Because he was all pro. Nice job.
Allowed just 1.3 yards per return, so he hangs it up.
Well, he was all pro.
Missed evaluation from Lance Erline.
I gave him,
if you didn't have an all pro grade, you're wrong.
I guess maybe you should stay away from punting. Evaluations.
Oh, really?
Hand that over to
Tommy
someone
Townsend
else.
Is a hero. It's a superhero now.
He is. He's good.
Yeah.
And he's a hot boy.
Maybe he hung your evaluation up in his locker.
Maybe he did. Joe Cordona, a deep snapper, once reached out to me and said, "Man, I can't believe you wrote up a long snapper." He goes, "That's incredible."
Hey, you never know. Hey, you never know. Well, I didn't know because I'm stupid. When we bought our home, we just went in. Oh, okay. Here, we paid for this fee. Never talked to a mortgage guy. Never did. But they showed up that day, and they charged us all kinds of stuff. When you're signing your papers, when you buy a house, there's a billion papers that you have to sign, right? Put your initials on here, find this thing and that. Well, there were all kinds of fees. And you know what? I didn't know. So you just sign. Yeah, okay, here's a fee. Guess what? You don't have to pay those. There's a lot of ways you can get around all of that stuff. You know who does that? Kent Jones. So if you're buying a home, you want a broker. You want a mortgage broker. Only 25% of the people are using a mortgage broker. You're doing it wrong, okay? Don't use that big mortgage company that puts its name on a bowl game. You know how they get all that money putting their name on a bowl games? With this fee and that fee and this fee and that fee. They're not saving you money. You know who's going to save you some money? It's my man, Kent Jones. He could save you thousands at signing. Not only that day, but through the life of your mortgage. Dude's been doing it for 25 years. He really geeks out. He loves this stuff. He loves mortgages. Who loves mortgages? I don't know. Kent Jones, I know, loves mortgages. The only guy I ever met who like geeks out on this stuff. And so if you're going to buy a home and you want to find out how much you're going to spend, all the stuff, all the preliminary stuff, this is the guy to do it. Dream Rate, the ultimate mortgage hookup. Give him a call, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or go to 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. What did we miss today? Did you see UConn's plane had problems?
Mm-hmm.
UConn's plane, is this going to cause any problems for them?
I'm sure Dan Hurley will use it as motivation.
Oh, yeah.
He'll tell, they don't even want us to make the trip.
Yeah.
They don't even want
us
there.
They gave us a crap plane. That's what they do with disrespect.
Yeah, if you missed it, people were breaking it down. Apparently UConn, everyone else is in Phoenix, and UConn wasn't. They might be there now. So the plane left Cincinnati at like 10:40 something landed, but there was a question of whether they'd have to fly into a different location and then refuel and then fly into Phoenix, but I think they're there now. I think they left the area like at 1:30 Eastern a.m., so they should be there.
Yeah, they should be there, but that's, you know what? If they lose it, Dan Hurley's gonna blame
them. They know they can't stop us, so they're trying to keep us out of the state. Relax, Dan Hurley.
Did y'all watch any of the girls McDonald's
All-American? I didn't watch the guys.
Well, the guys is coming up, isn't it? Or is
no, that already happened.
They both play. How good is you didn't see any of it?
Cooper Flagg. I know Cooper Flagg was the guy that he's the perfect next Duke guy.
Yeah.
People are gonna really dislike him. Of course he's white, so that'll add to it.
Yeah.
And he's really good. He's probably gonna be the number one pick in his draft class.
Right now it looks like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see any of it either, but they did have it.
Cooper Flagg, is that what's his name?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
It's Cooper Flagg. He's talented. Have you seen him?
I haven't. Yeah, I've seen
long, him. Athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good player.
He'll let you know.
He's going to Duke, right?
Yeah, he'll let you know that he's really obviously. Good. He's going to talk, so people are going to dislike him.
Yeah, it's kind of coming up on White Boy Summer soon. Cooper Flagg.
White Boy Summer?
Cooper Flagg, Will Shipley. Who ran in a 4-4s.
Oh, you mean your Jesse Owens?
Yeah, my Jesse Owens.
McConkey.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey, Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Dylan Lobby from New Hampshire.
Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean. The cornerback, the white corner.
Yeah. It's White Boy Summer.
Man, White Boy Summer's off to an incredible start.
I don't know.
Now, here's the difference. I don't count Luka as part of White Boy Summer.
Josh Hader.
White power!
What? No, Josh Hader. Well, hopefully Josh Hader.
No, Josh Hader is
tremendous. Things are happening.
He's definitely white
for John's people.
There's no question he's white.
He's one of your people too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but John's more white.
No.
Cooper Flagg, and you love Duke. You used to defend Duke back when
Duke.
They were bad Duke, but when they were evil
they weren't
Duke.
Bad. They were never Duke. They just won and went to school and got great grades and were good citizens, never
See?
Got arrested.
Look at him defending that piece of crap institution.
I mean, honestly, yeah, we got to hate those guys.
Yeah.
Gotta hate them.
Yeah. They're dirty. They
really
trip.
Good players suck. Who never get in trouble.
No, they trip.
We gotta hate on them.
They stomp on your chest.
Stomp on chest. There's, yeah.
They got.
And?
What do you mean, and?
And? Trip you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, trip you, stomp on your
chest.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to win.
Weasel?
We're winning.
Those awful Northeast kids who wind up there in that Southern institution and are
snotty
jerks.
Kids.
The Cameron crazies, bunch of jerks.
Oh, Northern institutions. Who didn't
no, I
like
said Northern
slavery.
I said Northern
now
kids.
Now they sent them down
no,
south and those are the
I
good
said
people?
Northern kids who go down to Southern institutions and ruin them.
Okay. Came from the north, which opposed slavery, Dale. I don't know if you heard.
You don't know if I've heard?
Yeah, I'm not sure you heard, but you sent them down south?
I don't know.
That's why.
I look at the faces of those Northeastern kids. I don't know how against it they are.
We're against. They fought for.
No, when
they fought for.
I don't know what you've seen, John, but when they go down there and cheer for Duke, the way they yell at the predominantly black kids on the other team, I'm like, well, were they really against it?
Yeah, they were really.
Because
really.
We saw a lot
oh,
of.
Yeah, we Scottie Scheffler summer too.
Yeah,
Whitey getting a W now.
And go look at Whitey getting a W Scheffler. In golf.
We getting a W
in golf.
We getting a
imagine
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
White boy summer.
I don't know if we want to push this, to be honest with you. Hey, hey, social teams, don't clip this segment.
Yeah, yeah, in advance.
Alpy's a white boy, right? Yeah, yeah. This is a white boy summer.
I don't know. Hot girl summer, something people are okay with. White boy summer, I don't know.
I don't know. Why? It's about time Whitey got a win.
Oh, when's the last time you guys took an L?
We take a lot of L's.
Name it.
A lot
Name the last
of L's.
Time. You got one on Monday.
I mean, in every sport.
That's
not
white girls.
Not on Monday.
Oh, Monday, that's white girls.
Okay. Oh, so they don't count?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you, though?
Yeah, yeah.
You
I
said
am,
you said her victory doesn't count.
No, it counts. It
yeah,
counts.
There you go. You yeah. just you didn't take an L. You got a major W on Monday.
Two, a couple of them.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Paige Beckers.
Paige Beckers got over on Juju. You guys
yeah.
had a big,
we
a big Monday.
Day.
It was big Monday for you
Whitey
guys.
Had a big,
it was big.
Proud Boys back. Had a big day.
Big Monday was back.
Proud Boys had a big day.
Proud Boys had a big day. in sports.
Yeah, but I like the fact that C.J. Stroud has co-opted that and taken the power away from that phrase.
Do you think he wants Stroud Boys? Do you think he wants that?
I'm saying no.
You don't think he wants Stroud Boys?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Anything we missed?
There's a big fight between Matt Ishbia and Dan Gilbert. You know the?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're both
not NBA
mortgage guys.
Yeah, they are. Like, they had an exchange of
you
words.
You know who would win? Kent Jones at Dream Rate.
Of course.
Wait, what happened?
Well, they don't like each other.
You don't know? They have a non-basketball rivalry.
Yes. It's.
Oh yeah, where
they're both mortgage companies.
Cleveland, yeah. And who's the other? Where's the other guy?
Ishbia owns the Phoenix Suns.
Suns, but he came. Where did he come from? He played college basketball. I saw his story on. I saw his story.
Did he play at Providence or UConn?
Yeah, something Providence like that. I saw his story. Not UConn, but I saw a story on Real Sports, and it was crazy. Yeah, he was a college basketball player, and it's the way that he's come up was unbelievable. I also know that.
Oh, Michigan State.
Michigan State with Izzo, yeah. But Cardi B has had some issues, too. She got into a fight with the internet because somebody called her a Mexican.
What?
Yep. I got goose laughing, Dell. I got caught up. I got caught up, and now I'm like, oh, Cardi B's trending. Let's see what's going on. And then Cardi B said something, and Ice Spice got in there like, my dad's black and my mom is Dominican or something. And then people jumped on her like, why are you so light then? And it was a lot of drama. Cardi was not happy. Why she's always got to be, you always got to call her ghetto no matter what she does. And it was just a lot of drama yesterday. Yes.
I got the sound from Ishbia. He's talking about Dan Gilbert. You're not going to really be able to tell because there's a lot of beeps, but
Gilbert is Rocket Mortgage
and
Ishbia is United Wholesale Mortgage.
Yes. Yeah, so two mortgage bros.
And they do it in Indiana, I think. I think they battled it out and I'm pretty sure it's one of the Midwestern states that they just went after each other. And it's they've been fighting for years now, these two.
Yeah, they don't like each other, and this sound will kind of tell you how.
Hey, buddy, hope you're doing good. Just want to say I love you. We fucking took those fuckers down. Fuck them. And we're going to keep sticking it to them forever. Those guys, we're number one. We kick the shit out of them. Brokers are number one. UWM's number one. You're number one. We're all number one together. And fuck them. I fucking hate them with all my heart. We're gonna keep kicking their ass every fucking day. That's why I was here fucking at 4 a.m. again today. I don't give a fuck. We're gonna keep kicking ass. And so, love you, man. We talked about it. We waited for rates to go up. I'm gonna win. You're gonna win. Both are happening right now. Keep hiring. Keep building. Keep growing. Let's fucking go.
Hold on. What is this now?
That's Ishbia talking about kicking.
Ishbia talking about Gilbert.
Kicking and
who's he talking
NBA
to?
NBA owners.
Who's he talking to?
He left a message for somebody to keep kicking ass. And the guy
how did that get out?
It, that guy put it out there.
Got put out there. Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
So this was just about Phoenix beating Cleveland?
No, it's about mortgage companies.
So it's about mortgage. They're beating them in mortgage.
Yes.
Oh, and they play.
Oh, no. It's a fight.
And they play last night. The actual basketball teams play last night, and Phoenix wiped the floor with Cleveland.
Maybe, and so he wasn't talking about that.
He was talking about mortgage. He was
talking
about mortgage stuff. Yeah.
Man,
and he beat their
now
ass
he's
basketball
now I
too.
Can tell you that, now he's a high energy guy. He was a bench guy at Michigan State who played for Izzo. What you see is what you get there. But I was like, man, he is cutting everything loose. Woo! Dan Gilbert's going to be so pissed now. He's going to ride.
It was in Michigan where they fought it out, Rocket and United.
Sense. Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, it's a battle. No, I've heard about this before. And I think it was Kent Jones that told me about this. Those two are warriors in the mortgage game. And who's going to give you a better rate? Dream Rate.
Thank you.
Our guy going to work harder for you than these two. You see what they're doing? Owning basketball teams.
Does Kent talk to you that way when you screw up a life?
Ken ain't like that. He ain't like those guys. He's all about the people. Kent's all about the people, not those. Not like that. Not like Ishbia and Dan Gilbert, okay? 944 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got to talk about the Zadoks, and then we're going to talk about News of the Weird on the other side.
Zadok Jewelers, if you love fine watches, if you love luxury watches, there's a lot of people who are really big into luxury watches. I can tell you this for a fact, nobody beats Zadok. I was blown away. Now, they've got 28,000 square feet. They've got two levels of shopping. And I've talked about the diamond engagement rings. I've talked about the great jewelry they have from the top names. But the watches, not only do they have all of the top brands, they've got boutiques. They've got exclusive pieces specific to their store because they are the boutique. They have boutique exclusivity with pieces that you won't find anywhere else. And I mean the very best international brands that you can possibly find. It is a delight just walking into the store. Met Gilad and I met Lisa and in fact, all of the Zadig brothers. And what a great building they have and great inventory that they have for you to choose from. If you're looking for luxury, you're looking for selection, you have found it. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. You can look online at Zadok.com. That's Zadok.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, Dell, are you excited about the lunar eclipse? The solar eclipse?
Excited about it?
It's going to be Monday at 2 o'clock, right? Well, apparently it's a big deal. Except in one place.
My wife is driving there.
She is?
Her and Monty, yeah. She's going to go stay. It's huge. People are coming from around the country.
Where is it?
Where is she going to watch
Kerrville.
It?
Kerrville has total eclipse for the longest.
Yes.
So
Kerrville is going to get overrun.
You're going. Your wife is driving to Kerrville for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 2 p.m.? Is that what
it is? I think it's at 2 p.m.
No, it ends at 1:38.
And like Dallas is big, but the Hill Country is all. Yeah. Now, it's also big in Michigan. And it's a little bit too big for one city called Luna Pier, where they have asked the mayor if he could please stop the eclipse. I've been told I need to stop this eclipse, and I do not have the authority to do that. So, yes, people are really concerned, but we're just trying to prepare them.
Authority isn't the right word for stopping a lunar event.
Right. It's really not something that you can do.
There's a man upstairs who might take
it. He has the authority.
He might be able to.
Well, but if that happens, we're pretty much done as a society.
If that
eclipse doesn't go down, something has happened with the Earth's rotation.
Your mayor has stopped it.
Or why don't you just get a lot of buy a lot of cardboard and make kind of like a little, you know, maybe just some.
A dome?
Kind of a dome out of just temporary dome.
Yeah. Like a Stephen King novel?
Yeah, I mean, not a huge one. Everyone will have to get under there, but you could protect you against. I don't think anything's going to hurt you.
Are you going
to
go blind? Which will cause you to go blind first?
Don't ask. Don't ask. Let's
just
move
just
on.
Asking.
Remember when Trump was looking up the eclipse with no glasses on?
Yes.
Well, he's like, I can do it.
I was in Nashville when it happened. No, my wife's going. It's supposed to be a really big deal. And you're right. They're overrun. All those small towns, it's an absolute boom for all of the hotels.
Oh, my God. Fredericksburg. It's just incredible. Like, somebody told me that in Bernie, they're charging $3,000 a night. $3,000 a night for a hotel, and it's a three-night minimum.
Ooh.
I can't believe that.
Ooh.
But I know that, listen, should you jack up prices? Yeah. It's so big.
No.
New York inmates.
Should you gouge prices? Yeah. Yes, and then New York inmates.
Well, if people are stupid enough to pay it, then you know what? New York inmates are suing the government to watch the solar eclipse after state orders prisons locked down. New York inmates are suing.
You would assume that incarceration would limit some of your abilities to do that.
Yeah. but this is fine unless it's a trick so that maybe one group can get out and shank the other one in a mass attack. I've seen blood in, blood out. I've seen American memes.
Everything's going to go dark.
I've seen YouTube videos.
This is the perfect time to shank somebody.
That's what I'm saying. This could be a big trick. Yeah. This could be a trap. And the AVers are trying to get to the, you know, to the BGAs, and then you've got, you know, whatever Miklo's band was. I can't remember his group was.
Or the Aryan Nation.
And
the Brotherhood, yeah.
Well, the AVers, the Anglo Vanguard, the Aryan Vanguard was the AVers. Black Guerrilla Army's BGA.
Okay.
Yeah. So well, I was already accounting for it. Well, I just watched it. I saw Shot Caller. I've seen YouTube videos. I've seen Blood In, Blood Out multiple times. Yeah.
Jamie.
Lannister. By the way, that's all CGI. Did you know that? He's not yoked.
He's not all yoked. No. Ronald Reagan's shooter, John Hinckley Jr., says he's a victim of cancel culture. because a lot of his concerts since he's gotten out of prison. Did you know that John Hinckley Jr. was a musician?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's a musician, and he's putting on concerts around the country, but a lot of places are canceling them because they don't want him there.
What do you mean canceling? They didn't know beforehand who he was?
Well, apparently I don't know that he's drawing big crowds.
Yeah, that might be a thing.
That might
be
it. And
maybe people don't want to watch.
Maybe people don't care about it.
That too. Maybe he's not good.
I guess.
It's all very ghoulish, and the worst part is he sucks. That's why people don't
want to
show up.
Young people don't want to. They've never heard of him. They wouldn't care about him anyway. They probably wouldn't even care about an assassination attempt. No, they don't care about anything.
Most people don't even know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I don't know, maybe his music's not as... Maybe that's why he's canceled.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe they heard a track like, nah, we're out.
Or maybe they...
Or maybe they don't want to support a guy who tried to kill the president.
Yeah, they shot at the president. Maybe you're a nut job.
I don't think people care about it. I think they're just like, why don't I want to go hear John Hinckley? Who is this guy? Did you even know he was in music?
Yeah, I did. Well, because I read News of the Weird all the time.
Would you want to go see him now?
When he was coming out of prison.
I mean, he's probably not going to pull out a strap and shoot you.
But would you go out? I wouldn't. If he was out in the hall, I wouldn't go see him.
I'm just the fact that I don't want to see him. I don't even care about the assassination attempt.
Yeah, I got to know his features. Who does he have on his album?
He's going to need to get Father John Misty. He's going to need to get some people who have done some Jason.
Is Jody
Jason Isbell maybe come on now that he's divorcing Amanda Shires?
Does Jody Arias sing? Jody Arias, will she be on the album? Just get all the worst people in the world and put them on the album as features.
Oh, that's the way you do it. Take the worst people.
Yeah. Well,
what about the one who drowned our kids?
You all do it. How many people are going to go see the worst people, though? I mean, you want to go see the worst people perform?
What about that Fisher?
Music?
Remember the girl who shot Mary Kay Letourneau in the face or whatever? Amy Fisher,
yeah.
Put her in this, John.
What about the one that cut off her...
Yep, Lorena Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Let Lorena Bobbitt. How about her husband who got artificially, you know, and he was in a porn and everyone's like, this is not what I wanted to see. He thought he was going to be like, I bet everyone wants to see this. We don't.
No. The head of UConn police sex crime? Been removed.
For what, John?
Well, apparently he couldn't keep his hands off the staff.
Oof.
Yeah. So,
a little handsy.
Irony.
Mm, that tends to happen a lot.
The head of UConn police sex crimes. Gotta go.
That tends to
happen. You know who would never do that?
Stop touching.
Christopher Marlone would never do that.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
Nor would Mariska Hargitay. She would never do that.
Olivia Benson would never. She's a legend.
Olivia Benson would not.
A man was arrested for firing a gun in downtown Nashville to celebrate divorcing his wife. I mean, shouldn't you be able to shoot up a gun?
A better way is to celebrate?
I don't know, but I think it's a celebration. Okay?
I don't know.
Got rid of her.
Go get drunk. I don't know if firing in the middle of the town.
I don't know if I was
right.
Somewhere
better.
I might be lenient if I was a judge. I mean, you got to look
carried away. Oh, no, I think they will be lenient.
You'd be okay with that?
Yeah. I think I would be. I mean...
John's for open... firearms, like shooting in the streets, and for gouging hotel prices for eclipses. Which, by the way, everybody, hotels have dynamic pricing, just like airlines do.
Yes.
So it's like, this isn't new.
Just
you
like
know
the
that,
Astros
right?
do. You know what they charge for the Yankee series versus the Royal series? Yeah.
And what a value that was for people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Even the Royals I am paying for because... They ain't winning.
Yeah, why would I?
They ain't beating
them. Why would I sign up for that for a home series?
I mean, honestly, How about this? A 10-year-old has been accused of selling a gun to another 10-year-old.
Doesn't even move a needle for me.
Yeah, it just.
I wish it did, but it doesn't.
For $300. What I want to know is where'd that kid get $300 to buy a gun?
Yeah,
up
now that's the question.
I'm far more surprised that the kid had $300 on hand than he had the chance to buy a gun.
Yeah, actually, where do you get that?
I would
that?
Think that there's a lot of gun buying going on for the 10-year-olds now.
Yeah.
Who gets that? You gotta live in a pretty nice family where you're getting birthday money and whatever money you're getting. Because who has that kind of money when you're a 10-year-old?
10-year-old, $300.
Unless you're maybe moving some weight.
$300.
Maybe you moved some weight and saved up for your first gun.
And that's what he needs the gun for.
Yeah.
For protection.
I can't be bicycling this all this yayo over to this other spot. I can't be moving these bricks without a strap.
Unprotected.
I've saved up enough money to get my own.
The drug game is dangerous. We know that.
Yeah. Time to talk.
I saw The Wire. Everything you need to learn about life is on
it's
TV.
On The Wire. Oh, yeah.
It's on TV.
It's on TV.
Anything you need to learn about,
yep.
If you watch enough TV, you'll learn about
blood
it.
Blood in, blood out. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Hey, time to talk about, listen, if you've got issues at work right now, you got an employee like, I don't know, the Yukon sex crime dude, okay? He had to go. You know who took care of that business? HR. HR's got to take care of your business, too. If you've got somebody who's touchy at work, you need to get rid of them, okay? How are you going to do that? You don't know how to do it. Actually, you're not going to be good at it. HRP experts in the HR game. You may mess the whole thing up, as a matter of fact, or may not address it, and that's on you, and that's a problem. All these HR issues are a problem, and here's the deal, is you need an expert in HR, and that's HR&P. HR&P knows what to do. You don't. We've had HR issues here, not me, probably Dell, but other people, too. We've had HR issues, and if you have an HR issue, you need HR&P. You have a payroll issue, too. You don't know how to do it. You don't do it as well as HR&P does. You don't do it as economically as HR&P does. You got a bunch of employees. You need a payroll company. You need an HR company. You need to get on the ball. Let's go. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.